We've been seeing chickadees, white-breasted nuthatches, both the downy and hairy woodpeckers, and blue jays at our feeders this winter. But even though the feeders have been busy, I haven't seen anything unusual or any of birds from up north yet. I decided to check Ron Pittaway's winter finch forecast. Pittaway assesses the seed and fruit crops in Canada's forests from Ontario eastward. Based on that food abundance, he predicts which species will stay or move southward during the winter in search of food. Even though we're outside the range of the forecast, it does give us an inkling of what we might expect, particularly if the summer in Manitoba and Saskatchewan was similar to that of Ontario. Pittaway reported that the various foods important to the finches, for example spruce, birch, pine, maple, and other seeds, are abundant in eastern Canada this year. As a result, there's a good food supply of seeds and other fruits to get the birds through the winter. So the birds are likely to stay put this winter. No need to move southward to find food. No pine grosbeaks either. The fruit set for mountain ash was excellent in Ontario this year, so the grosbeaks will likely stay put. We often enjoy seeing common hoary redpolls, pine siskins, and red-breasted nuthatches during the winter months. But the heavy crop of birch, alder, and spruce seeds will likely keep them up north as well. Each winter I look forward to perhaps seeing a few evening grosbeaks, and not likely this year. They consume seeds of several conifers and deciduous trees, and they had a bumper crop this year as well. Pittaway's forecast is a good reminder that many of the birds that rather sporadically come to our feeders during the winter months do so by moving southward from their normal range in search of food. But even if these occasional winter visitors from Canada stay home this winter, we'll still thoroughly enjoy our local feathered friends. And if you don't have any bird feeders out, go get a couple and keep them well stocked. Feeding and watching the birds is just plain fun, and it helps the birds. I'm Chuck Lara.